I vote.
No, I'll courtesy.
Welcome to the Thursday meeting of the Senate Committee on Business, Transportation, and Economic Development. It is May 6, 2011. First bill we're going to work is personal. Do we have everything on that one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll open a work session on House Bill 3149. And we have amendments. Go ahead, Richard.
House Bill 3149 establishes standards for vehicle sharing program. We originally worked this bill on May 24th, on Tuesday, and we adopted the -4 amendments. There's minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact on that -4 amendment.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Atkinson.
I would move House Bill 3149A as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Did we move the amendments?
We already moved.
Okay, Senator Atkinson has moved House Bill 3149, amended by the -A4 amendments. Discussions on the motion?
Yes, Mr. Chair, this is I want to keep things going because in my district, personal vehicle sharing is, hey man, can I borrow your truck? But I'm happy to keep the process moving.
Well, now they can have the insurance fixed on that.
Oh, brother.
Okay, here we go. Anybody, any objection? There's none. House Bill 3149, as amended by the -4s, is moved to the floor.
Mr. Chair,
recommendation.
I just want a clarification. Didn't Senator Beyer move the bicycle turn lane bill?
What?
I was just checking because, I was just making fun of the fact he was having trouble with the automobile sharing plan.
Senator Atkinson, you mean?
You could do a great job of carrying this, but you probably won't.
Oh, sure. Whatever
okay,
you want me to
Atkinson
do.
Carries.
Are you going to carry it?
Cool.
He's going to let your courtesy vote on it.
I am a courtesy vote. Let me carry it.
Which one?
I can give this thing some real purpose.
3149.
Seriously, will you care?
No.
Edward, do you want to carry this one?
Which one is that?
Yeah, he'd love to.
It's the vehicle sharing program.
Yeah.
He's got it. Edwards has got it.
I co-sponsored it.
Mr. Chair, I will move to suspend the rules so Senator Edwards could cast a vote on that bill.
That'd be a good idea. How would you vote on that bill?
Oh, yes.
Edwards votes yes.
I'm sure that was 100% right, but
yes,
it works.
It's all good. We're done on that one. We're going to open now a work session on House Bill 2138.
Richard. House Bill 2138 modifies the definition of commercial motor vehicle, requires person holding a commercial driver's license to maintain proof of medical qualifications on file with the Department of Transportation. We have already heard and had a work session on this bill, and we've already adopted the A4 amendments. We have no revenue impact. There is a fiscal impact issued. But there's no specific recommendation to move that to Ways and Means, although I could not get a hold of the revenue or the fiscal.
Senator Starr, would you like to move this to the floor?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2138A as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Starr has moved House Bill 2134 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion on the motion.
2138.
That's what I said, 2138A.
Perfect.
You know, you can tell it's getting to the end of the session. Any further discussion? Is there any opposition? It's done. House Bill 2138A, as amended, moves to the Senate floor with a due pass. Senator Starr will carry.
Sure.
And
Mr. Chair?
Senator Starr.
I just wanted to, I gave everybody a little one-pager that outlines a proposal by Senator Boxer on the Federal Surface Transportation Act proposal. Just a piece of information. I just note that on this chart, there's a bottom chart that if you recognize that under Senator Boxer's proposal, it is not funded after the first year. In order to fund it, they either need to take money out of the general fund or raise taxes in order to support the spending that she lists in her bill. That's just a point of information. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Adjourned.